So welcome this evening to the precious talk about acupressure for birth, empowering mothers and loved ones. And we also will find out how little points can help little beings to come into this world with more peace and joy. So we would like to start with a practical part. He's talking about the meridians themselves, the meridians being the 12 lines in the body, on either side of the body, that nourish the body, that help us stay in balance, that increase endorphins, that reduce the pain threshold, that increase muscle functioning, relax our nervous system, and much more. So tonight, you're in here to give you more trust in the human body, to remind you also that birth is a very natural physiological wonder. And tonight we are also here to enable you to see that there are many things that lie in our hands and hearts as human beings without the need of any technical devices ever arising. We are here to make you feel the subtleness of our bodies, which have fine energy lines that help us in all the things that we mentioned. So these 12 meridians, energy lines, have approximately 365 points. And in fact, why don't we start with the first point being bladder 67. And when we write this point, we usually write it, for example, BL67. BL standing for bladder, indicating the name of the meridian pathway it lies on. And 67 being the number that it corresponds with on the meridian. 67 is a pretty high number, so we find that it is the last point on the meridian, being located on the little toenail, the outside of the nail with the vertical and horizontal line crossing. And that's a point that's great to turn the baby. We usually mox this point. We put moxa cigars. This point and stimulate the baby to turn. It's a very beautiful point. Kidney 9, called Jubin, and located right there. So it's 5 chun, we say, above the inner malleolus. And it is giving us an example of how we also use the points. We follow the name of the points. Name of the point in this case is house of the guest. And you can guess which guest we're talking about. We're talking about the baby. And we're talking about the mother when we're speaking of the house. Or in the future, obviously, the guest will be housed in our true house. So we find that this point is used in the pregnancy 2 times. After the first trimester and after the second trimester. So kidney 9, here indicated with the German Niere 9, is helping us to detoxify, to cleanse the mother and the child from toxins and create strong babies and super healthy mothers. It takes out the excess heat, transforms the phlegm, and regulates qi, as well as reducing pain. So on that beautiful chart, you can see the Chinese understanding also of pregnancy, and you can see how in pregnancy also we go through all the 5 elements, which are interesting to mention in connection with Chinese medicine: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And there are also certain points that we usually give during those months of pregnancy. If there's any issues arising, we don't usually interfere in pregnancies, if everything is going well. Another beautiful point that you might even start palpating gently, especially when you are pregnant, but just to get a sense of that point, is kidney 3. Kidney 3 is located here in the inner part of the foot, in the space between the top of the inner malleolus and the Achilles tendon. And kidney 3 gives us a great example of how one point has many effects. Because this kidney 3 can treat insomnia, asthma, diabetes, headache, vision problems, toothache, impotence, irregular menstruation, and lumbar pain. And during birth, it also helps in relieving labor pain. It's It's a very powerful point, and we will see later how it can be used together with another point that's on the other side. So it's on the outer side of the foot. And how they can be used together in a wonderful way. Chinese diagnostic, of course, for an actual true practitioner is far more complicated. It involves a lot of questions, palpation, observation, and auscultation. It involves feeling the pulse at three positions on each side in three levels, observing no less than 28 qualities in each of these positions. As a Chinese practitioner, we also look at the face and the tongue. And the picture that you see here, or that you can imagine listening to that on the radio, is a very physiological one, because we want to stress on health rather than disease. We're also listening, which is a wonderful quality anyway, to the words and behind the words, to the voice, to the sound of the voice. Wood, for example, would be a very loud voice. Fire would be a very fast voice. Earth would be a very caring, maybe kind of singing voice. Metal voice might be a kind of sad, a little bit heavy voice. And if it's maybe not in balance. And the water element has also a very kind of slow, flowing appearance. We have to really open our senses as a practitioner, and also, by the way, as a partners, being with the birthing mothers. So opening the senses, definitely also into smelling, is very important. But as a partner in birth, obviously to open all the senses, to really feel what's happening with this mother in birth. There's scientific proof. Some people need scientific proof. And before we get into the practical part of this evening, I would like to show you that research that has been done by the National Center of Biotechnology Information. And I think the bigger institute of this is National Institute of Health, located in Bethesda, Maryland, in the United States. And they have done research on points like spleen 6. They have looked exactly at how this point affects the labor pain and the delivery time, parting also the delivery time into two parts, into first part being the part from 3 centimeter cervical dilation to full cervical dilation, and then again full cervical dilatation to delivery. So those two parts of time they observed separately to have a true understanding of what's actually happening. And then the influence on labor pain was done in a subjective matter by showing faces to the birthing mothers at an appropriate time and making them point out which face they would feel more connected to, relating to the pain scale. Which was very nice, not to make them think too much of numbers or something that would engage their mental structure. As a birthing mother, obviously, we want to relax and be more connected to the limbic system like that. And actually, in that study, they performed a 30-minute acupressure or touch on spleen 6. It's quite long. Usually, we would recommend something like 2 to 5 minutes intervention, and then maybe change to the other side. But that's how they did it, to really make sure that's the effect that they're getting. And they found that it really was very relevant in the result, it effectively decreased the labor pain and shortened the length of the delivery time. That was speaking about spleen 6, which we come to in a moment. They also observed a similar effect speaking about the labor pain relating to large intestine 4 and bladder 67. And I can give you more details if you're interested. We can also look more into nice tables like that. The table I made gives the points on the left column and then the indications as you go along the radios. So to be used with caution during pregnancy, helping baby to turn head down, which sometimes can be a challenge, helps efficient dilatation in the first stage, so in the opening of the birth, like the first stage of that being the opening stage, and the descending stage of the baby, descending action we have here, and then preparing delivery, starting the birthing, reducing the first stage, which points are there, easing discomfort during the first stage, and transition time. There is one point which we'll also mention soon, which points are releasing endorphins, which points are easing pain during surges and waves, which ones are more efficient on making the uterine surges more efficient. You can actually see how I'm making every attempt to not use contractions too much, but more surges or waves, which to me is a much more productive and supportive word, rather than contractions, which sounds so tight. There are also special indications like posterior position, cervical lip, nausea and vomiting, postpartum after pain, and breastfeeding. So let's see how those points can be used by our heroes, by our partners, who are obviously during birth, if they can be involved, they have the chance, if we make everything possible for them to be part of our birth. They are very useful, they are supporting us. Sometimes a look into their face helps us getting into a next wave or surge. Very powerful. So how can they train? Which points are interesting for them to come in contact with? And the first point I would like to speak about is the one that has that we saw the research also, skin 6, being located right here. So right here. So at the forefingers of the mother, by the way, forefingers of the one getting the acupressure, above the malleolus. So that's the distance from the inner malleolus up towards the knee. And then we place the thumb there, we can feel the chin bone, and we slide our finger off the edge of the tibia bone towards the inside of the leg, and we have a very tender area. We'll get to the practical part also. So there we would apply direct pressure with the index finger or even the thumb. We can put the firm pressure on one leg for 1 minute and then change to the other side. That's how it would usually proceed, leaving even a small gap between those two massages. And once labor has become established, then acupressure on this point can be discontinued. It will help the cervix dilate efficiently, and there are even reports where the mothers would feel, like after this point being pressed, they would feel the cervix dilating more efficiently and contraction strengthening. And that being such a strong point, we should use it carefully during pregnancy. Large intestine 4, very powerful point as well. Very good for toothache, by the way, also. It's located at the mountain that forms if you press your thumb towards your pointing finger. Slight mound that forms. And if you take that mountain point, that place, and press it towards the metacarpal bone, then you get the large intestine 4. It's quite a strong point usually, but you don't want to make it too strong. No? It gives a dull, achy feeling when located correctly. And the effect would be general pain relief during birth. We could even think of putting an ice on this point to stimulate efficient contraction. And it's very useful if the surges are irregular in intensity. So it has to do, we spoke about the elements also, and we can see how metal is helping us to give structure. So in a way here, it's one point where we can say, okay, metal point helps us to get into this rhythm of the surges, to make them more regular so they can be more productive and birth can proceed in a beautiful way. In the second stage also, it can help us when the woman has become tired or the surges have to become more effective. If we use it still also in the first stage, it helps the baby to move down through the birth canal. Use with caution during pregnancy. The next point relates to beautiful mountains, Kunlun Mountains in China, and it is located at the kind of twin side of the kidney 3 that we saw before. So when we have a birthing mother, especially when she's kneeling or when she's in one of these really productive birthing positions, like half kneeling or something, we can see how we can easily reach that exactly that area of kidney 3 and bladder 60. Bladder 60 being a young meridian, of course, has a more downward effect, like a more moving effect. So it's applied frequently during the first stage of birth, has a strong descending action, descends or promotes the baby to promote the descent of the baby during labor. Yes, and for those who cannot see the point, it's found in an impression midway between the lip of the lateral malleolus and outer edge of the Achilles tendon. Yes, so there we can really grip those two points. There. Another very strong point, and very helpful during labor, is during birth, is gallbladder 21, that being a meridian of the wood element. Wood element relating to the muscles, so this one really nicely helps the waves, like the even the uterus muscle, to do the work that it's supposed to do with all this beautiful muscle network that the uterus has. Gallbladder 21, the well of the shoulder, is located there, and it's in green because green is the color of wood. It's on the midway of an imaginary line between cervical vertebra 7 and the top of the shoulder joint, the acromion. So this one and this one, kind of halfway there. And then up on top of the highest point of the trapezius muscle. And it usually gives quite a numbing, buzzing, warming sensation. So if we apply it during birth, to support the descending action in any stage, like first and second stage of birthing, and actually even also for the breastfeeding. It's a very wonderful point. So anything that has to go down, it supports that. And if we use it, we should use it really with firm pressure. So no rubbing, massaging, light pressure there. That can irritate the birthing woman, the birthing mother. So firm pressure with your thumb, with your knuckles, with your elbows, or even with a wooden spoon, because eventually the partners might tend to get actually tired. Like if you use only the thumb in any of these areas, then thumb will totally be finished at the end of birth, going through that time. Great. And one of the last and very efficient and very refreshing points, actually, is called gushing spring in the meridian numeration, kidney one, again a water point. So it could be blue or black. Black is actually also color connected with the water element, called Yong Quan in Chinese. And it's located at the foot, like also at the sole of the foot. So if we flex the foot, we're getting a kind of belly there, horizontal belly line. So it's our horizontal line. And then comes a crossing from top to bottom, vertical line, starting between second and third toe, and just going down towards the heel of the foot. And where those two lines cross, that's where we have kidney one. And you can come for private sessions also to locate the point. Yes. The pressure, again, is strong pressure with the knuckle. When the mother is kneeling on a mattress, then it's very easy to go in there with the knuckle as well. So it's either push inwards, slightly upwards towards the big toe. We could also think of placing a seasickness band over that point, like just a rubber band with something like a P or maybe a proper seasickness band. I think they have some magnet or something in that place. So place it over that point, that puncture point, and let the woman even walk. And the pressure while she's walking will activate that point. And it's a very refreshing point, also in the sense that as we go in from the transition, so there's the first stage of birth where mother's opening, gate's opening, and everything is happening beautiful, maybe with the contractions. Now that's the stage where contractions are bound to become stronger, to really help baby to come out. Waves are becoming bigger, that's all. And that stage, there can be a time where woman has worked so hard, the mother has worked so hard, and she might feel tired, she might feel she can't do it. What's happening? It's never going to come out. There's all this. So, but of course it will come out, and kidney one can be one point to help her really get to that trust again, get to that position, and even get away from feeling of panic. Sometimes when a mother remembers her previous birth experience, then we can just heal that and give her the trust and the refreshment to say, it will go on, it will come, it's coming soon, you're going to have it soon in your arms. So here you see again pictures of either applying the thumb in an area, or definitely for the points coming up now, we're going to use the knuckles or something even stronger. And the thumbs definitely over a long time, because they're here in the sacral area, which is an area which is quite hard, like compared to stomach or even arm or leg or something. So sacrum is there, and it's good to maybe practice a little bit before this point, even though during birth, as with all the other points, we would take the lead of the birthing mother, because she would guide us. She would say, this point feels good, you know, when you press that, the time after, I'm really having less pain, or I'm really feeling it's opening, or she can give us direct feedback, because birthing mothers are very open and very receptive to these gentle things. So point location of this bladder 32, Siliao, point in the sacrum area, is that it lies between the dimples above the buttocks, which we can only see on a, the dimple might be somewhere there, on a flesh body, like not on this bone picture that we see here. So yeah, sometimes you see a dimple above the buttocks and the lumbar spine. So then there's a line between this one. And it's approximately one, so then we have the height, and then it's approximately one finger like out from the middle line of the spine. We can also say it's one finger above the top of the buttocks crease. So when this crease is there, and there's the highest point, the buttocks crease, and then it's one point above this. And then, of course, in not too strong-built mothers, we're able to feel the foramen, like those holes in the sacrum. So we can feel those depressions or those openings in of the sacral foramen. And there we can place our knuckles, and the woman can even rock into it, like she can just, whenever she's standing or even when she's kneeling, she can lean into this beautiful point there, and thus also increasing the pressure as much as she feels good. This point has an amazing anesthetizing effect. It gives a distinct sensation, but should not give sharp pain. The next points are very practical points, and they're simply, this point is simply called the buttocks point. Buttocks point. So it's not related to any meridian like that. It's on a horizontal line from top of the buttocks crease towards the thigh, and it's approximately two-thirds of the distance between the buttocks crease and the thigh bone. So it's the first two-thirds and the last one-third. And the technique would be, like, as the woman is standing, we can push the thumb into this point, like holding the hip, if the thumb is still fit, still strong, we can push it into that point. And that point can also be increased if the woman chooses to rotate the hip, so then she can just also lean into that point and just increase the pressure again. Very useful point during transition time. And it can even be used together with the point before, with the bladder 32, by a massage down from this point there. Yes, feels already quite wonderful. So these were the points that the fathers, for example, who are always with us, who are always praying for us and our babies, can do, or any partner that assists during the time of birth, the sacred time of birth. And there are points that the woman can do herself, because, I mean, we would think that on the foot, of course, she could also do, but remember that there will also be a big belly, so most likely she cannot hold these points. And of course, it's always nice to have somebody around you that talks and gives this nice massage and really efficient areas. But there are these hand points, and those hand points can be stimulated simply by holding a comb, a small comb in the hand of the birthing mother. And as the waves come, as the intensity increases, she can hold that comb and press the ends of the comb into the place where the fingers join the palm and give that pressure there. It's a lovely point to release endorphins. And we know that endorphins, when there's a lot of them, they decrease the pain threshold. So we don't, there might be still the pain, but we don't feel it like pain. The next point is a very specific point in case there should be any nausea or even vomiting, which can be very annoying in the time of birth and can keep mothers from being able to focus and concentrate within. And that point is located on the arm, the lower arm, three fingers of the birthing mother, above the wrist, between the two tendons lying there. Very good participants here. So we place pressure on the point and hold until the symptoms are relieved. And here again we could use a seasickness band, and that's actually the exact point where also seasickness band should be placed, because seasickness is also about nausea or vomiting. So that's a very, very efficient point, which then would help the mothers to focus again on their actual work. And it would help them to bring healthy, happy, beautiful babies into this world. On the left side you see a picture of Ibu Robin Lim, a midwife from Bali, who's been another pioneer or another legend, I guess, in the natural birth field. And who believes that if a baby is born into an atmosphere of just love and care, and of a mother that has been respected and has been treated like a goddess, as we hear the quote of Ina May Gaskin, who says that if a birthing mother does not look like a goddess, then somebody's not treating her right. So if a mother has looked like a goddess during birth and the baby has come into this beautiful environment of love and warmth and of people who are really, who were allowed to give birth in the way that they wanted to, have self-governed birth, then of course the earth will be filled with beautiful, beautiful beings that get this first imprint of love and trust, and they will carry this into our world. And while those beings carry all this love and light into this world, the mother can be strengthened still after birth with a point called Spin for Gong Sun, meaning grandfather and grandchild. Again, an earth meridian point located right here on the foot, on the inside of the foot, on the tarsal bone, sliding on the tarsal bone, going towards the ankle, so going towards the knee basically. And then if you feel like a stop on that while going along that bone, that's exactly where the point is located. That point helps to nourish the chong mai, like the blood vessel connecting uterus and heart. It's great for strengthening breastfeeding mothers. It's also a great point to help the placenta to come down, in case there should be any doubt about that third stage of birth. And here we see a picture of of the baby getting some acupressure, which is also lovely for them to arrive. Remember, they have also worked very, very hard, and they need that time and that peace, and they're being left with mama and papa, and most likely also massages, in order to fully arrive, to fully ground, to fully root through their little feet in that picture, to arrive there. So, yes, of course there's baby massage, which is lovely. Frédéric Léboyer's baby massage is amazing, in the sense how it also takes any excess tension that should still be there from anything that was maybe hard for the baby during birth, to just take that out and just make them really free and happy and nourished as they're here. So as we are nearly coming to a close here, I hope you're meeting lots of these beautiful beings who are able to really carry our world forward and really bring love and trust into this world, not fear and hate or all these things that sometimes still exist in this world, that are supported, and that would be able to make every sunrise, every break of every dawn, an even more beautiful planet and a life divine. So thank you for your attention, and wishing you lots of chi flow in your life and harmony. Thank you.